Okay, I want to hear it.
Enid Wissick has volunteered at No Limits since it started 10 years ago. No Limits is an after-school program that puts hearing-impaired kids on stage to act and make speeches. Enid introduces me to teenagers who have graduated from the nonprofit.
My name's Rachel.
My name is Ivy.
Yeah, I have known you both for so long.
Yeah, I remember I met you about 7 years old, something
when you were 7 years old, and you were very, very shy. You wouldn't talk to me. Now you are talking to me. I'm so thrilled.
Rachel now does speech tutoring with the youngest students, like Brian.
Teddy bear.
Enid, Rachel, and other graduates serve as role models to the deaf children. To this day, Enid practices the tongue exercises she learned from her speech teacher as a teenager. Her parents rejected 1920s conventional wisdom by making sure she could speak and lip read. At age 7, Enid went to live at the Central Institute for the Deaf in St. Louis. There, she danced barefoot to a piano's vibrations. After 4 years at CID, her parents enrolled her in a public school for hearing children. But the deaf were taught sign language in separate schools at that time. Period.
The Board of Education called my parents and told them that I belonged to the deaf school. And they didn't believe in mainstreaming me with the hearing kids. Well, my mother put up a big fight, said, "How do you know what's best for my daughter? You haven't even seen her or talked with her."
She stayed in the school. Enid was the only hearing-impaired student in every public school she attended. She sat at the front of the classroom. Most teachers are accommodating. A lot has changed since Enid's first hearing aids, with amplifiers worn on her leg or under her arm. No Limits Executive Director Michelle Christie Adams.
I think the technology from 10 years ago to today is amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Our kids can hear the speech sounds now, where I think 10 years ago they didn't have that opportunity. A lot of our kids are getting cochlear implants, which is allowing them to hear all across the speech range. They can hear their parents calling them from upstairs.
Hearing-impaired kids certainly have more opportunities than decades past. But it still takes years of one-on-one speech therapy and reading help to succeed in school. Now No Limits graduates are going to college. Enid Wissick paved the way. Enid studied art at Los Angeles City College and got a job drawing Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and Daffy Duck for Looney Tunes. She married her husband, Bernard, who's hearing nearly 60 years ago.
That's my life. I'm happy. I'm glowing. I have everything.
This is David Cates for Annenberg Radio News from Culver City.